Two women from Northern Ontario are in exclusive company in being named among Canada's top 100 most powerful women, as selected by the Women's Executive Network. North Bay's Karina Moore, President CEO of the Ontario Northland Transportation Commission, and Thunder Bay's Cora Maguire Surrett, Executive Director of the Ontario Native Women's Association, were among 105 women who are considered outstanding in their fields in advocating for workforce diversity and serving as an inspiration to future leaders. Moore was one of three award recipients in the Most Powerful CEO category. Highly regarded as a compelling force in her organization, Moore is Canada's first woman CEO of a railway. Her award profile said Moore has built a reputation for being a courageous leader who challenges the status quo and inspires change. Moore helmed the transformation of the Northeastern Ontario Crown Agency toward a culture of continuous improvement, one that is data-driven and efficient. The 120-year-old company is now thriving, forward-looking, and expanding services to improve Ontario's transportation network. Karina is also an Armed Forces Honorary Colonel and passionate hockey mom of three wonderful children, said the description. Cora Maguire Surrett was selected as a Mercedes-Benz Emerging Leader, recognizing women between the ages of 30 to 45 years who have been targeted for successive leadership positions within their organizations with a passion for learning and innovation. As head of the oldest and largest Indigenous women's agency in Canada, Maguire Surrett is dedicated to reclaiming Indigenous women's leadership, said her profile. As a visionary leader, she has led provincial summits to end violence against Aboriginal women, directly informed the provincial anti-human trafficking strategy, and participated in the national inquiry into missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. She is an Ogeechida Kwe from her community, as well as a proud wife, mother and grandmother, who is known for balancing both bravery and humility as she works on removing barriers for future generations. She is dedicated to continuing to amplify Indigenous women's voices within programs, policies, and international forums. WXN's Top 100 Awards program includes a virtual two-day leadership summit and gala on November 24 and 25. The Women's Executive Network, a member-based organization, prides itself in being the only organization in North America celebrating the advancement of women at all levels, in all sectors, and of all ages. Operating in both Canada and the U.S., the organization provides training, events, mentoring, networking, and award and recognition programs for members and partners. When I look at this year's winners, I see a group of radically authentic women who remind us all of what it means to stand up with courage, for themselves and those around them, said Sherry Stevens, owner and CEO of the Women's Executive Network, in a news release. By recognizing and celebrating the strength, fearlessness, resilience, and heart these women demonstrate, we can inspire more of the same in generations to come,